Wednesday, October 6th. We started out today with another series of Kissinger Rogers flaps. Henry came rocketing through the halls first thing this morning with a Christian Science Monitor story that indicated that Rogers had saved the China trip by his remarks over the weekend, and that he had forced the Chinese to react, which was why we had been able to make the announcement of Henry's trip yesterday. A little later, he bounced up with a New York Times editorial that in effect said the same thing. So he's practically beside himself again, with probably some reason. The president spent the whole day at the EOB getting his speech ready for TV tomorrow night on phase two of the economic plan. He did quite a little thinking about other things during the day, schedule items, some political things and all, and had me over several times. He raised the point of the line that we ought to get out on Summitry as he was thinking about the Russian announcement next week, making the point that he basically doesn't believe in summit meetings unless they're going to produce something, but these two meetings are necessary and they're different. And the president is superbly and ideally qualified to handle these meetings because, one, he knows the men on the other side, two, he knows the subject, three, he has unprecedented experience, and four, he is a tough, realistic negotiator, but conciliatory and subtle. He talked some about the announcement plan for the Russian meeting and has decided he'll go in to the press room and announce it at 11:30 on Tuesday, embargoed till 12 o'clock, and then he'll take questions for 25 minutes before he lets the press go to file a story. Out of that discussion also came a plan for out of Henry's thinking for a Western summit meeting in early 72 or late 71. That boiled down to shooting for December 9th and 10th in Washington with the British, French, Italians, Germans, and having the Japanese also join it. Henry argues that it's better to do that early rather than to wait for such a meeting after the Russian trip. And the president, I think, jumped at the chance to have something big like that moving in early December, which will be a good item to maintain the momentum. End of October 6th.